Log Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello. The audience was pausing there for a minute. Glad to have you all with us. We're excited. It's Tuesday edition of the show. Can't wait to get going with all of you. So we are just going to hop right to it, okay? Remember, ordinary playing cards. We're not using tarot, oracle cards, or any of the other systems that I know are out there. This is the one that my grandmother taught me, personal prophecy, as you heard in the intro, and all that's ever used is ordinary playing cards. So I want you to be aware of that, and also that I'll need a moment or two with each call because I need to lay the cards out. I'm using a 24-card layout, and that is where I'm going to kind of take a look at what's going on in your life. You know, are you going through lots of ups and downs? Has the road been really bumpy? Are you actually on a nice upswing at the moment? It just really gives me an idea of what things are like for you, okay? Also, that's about it. And that's when I'm going to turn you all over to Mr. Jimbo himself. Yay,
welcome, Jimbo. Everybody. We'll remind you this show is for educational and informational purposes only. We'd also like to remind you folks, if you're international, caller or Facebooker, let us know and we'll give you a live international shout out like we are. Stand by for the wave.
All right.
This crew we got. We got Sophia in Sweden. Terry Sue's in the UK. Let's see. I also saw Jeanette from Canada. International shout outs to all.
And those of you that are just hanging out, come on in, say hi, put an emoji, then we'll know that you're here with
us. If you want to be known.
Yeah.
Some people just
we want you to be known.
Some people, you know, they're timid about this stuff. I don't blame them. If that's what they want to watch for a while, I understand.
Yeah.
All right. 602. No, that is totally wrong. 515 is area code first. Then you dial 602-9676. I'll repeat it all again. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in and get your free reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message that you can listen to the show while you wait. That's a true statement. I tested it. So it all sounds good. Facebookers, you know the drill. We try to tell you when we can't guarantee times, places, who, what, where, when. We just try to work you in when we can. It doesn't have a hold system where we'd have you line up. But you just got to stand by for when we make a formal announcement, and then you would be doing a messenger call to Deborah Lee, audio or video, your choice. You can make that call, so to speak. But like I said, don't do it when we're not ready. We got to hang up on you. Them's the breaks, the rules. All right. Also, rules. The Harps Angel cards are coming. That means the card reading with Deborah is a done. And then we got to wrap. A lot of folks have already got. We already got a lot of people online. We haven't taken the caller yet. So it is what it is. Because people are smart. They're calling early. That is why.
Yeah, got to get rid of some scammers too. Never mind, I'm doing it.
Yeah, you don't do it all the way though.
Yeah, probably don't.
You gotta do it there too. Hit the triple dots, and then go hide comment.
Oh, I see.
I have it because for some reason I have here. I can actually do it one step further. It gives me a better menu. I can ban from stream right from there too. So. All right, person be gone. Talking about callers, phone calls, lots of callers. Yeah, so respect the heart. We got to move on. I will give you a single angel card Miss the old school one. It's going to be an archangel. I don't think they team up on this one. They might, but it's at least going to be one archangel. And they're good cards. These are the ones, the original ones we used forever and ever before we got some other decks. So,
oh, yeah.
Oldie but a goodie.
Yeah, they're very...
They're an oldie and a goodie. It's
our timely.
Artwork's not bad. It's not like the Michael artwork is. Whoa. So, but this one's not bad. You know, somebody's put some time into that, like, that stuff there, so that's good. Okie dokie pokey. Let's rock. Let's roll. Let's take our first caller.
Get it on.
Okay, we're going up to the northeast. We're going to, where are we going to? There it is. 516 up in New York, 516.
Well, hello.
Caller number one.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. What's your first name, please?
Rosie, R-O-S-I-E.
Hi there, Rosie.
Wow,
how are
Rosie.
You?
Cool.
I'm doing well, and yourself?
Yes, well, under the weather with
could be worse. Just
COVID-like stuff.
Just say it could be worse.
Yeah, it could be
always
worse.
Always could be worse. So we'll
right,
then.
Right. Well, I'm glad to talk to you.
I'm glad to talk to you, too. So tell us, are you a new caller to the show?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Well, a special welcome to you.
Have you listened to it before?
No.
Oh, well, then, here's the deal. But you heard the intro, so you know what she's doing with the cards. You can ask anything you would like to ask, couple questions up front, no big deal. But you're brand new, we don't know anything about you, you got to get some background on your life as it relates to these questions.
Yeah, so I have a little bit to go on. I need to, and this gets established over several readings, I need to develop a spiritual and intuitive link with you. And after that point, then I know your cards and know you through the cards, so I won't need additional info.
And when you're done with your reading, I just put you back on mute, so you can continue to listen to the show if you like. That's up to you. And you'll hear some regulars. You'll probably hear some regular folks calling after that. You know, we have new people, regulars, and you'll probably get a feel. You'll notice how they just roll right in because they get free readings here all the time. But anyway, the floor is yours.
Yes, so please give us a little background on you. Are you in a relationship? Do you have children?
So I'm not in a relationship. I've never been married, and I don't have kids.
Okay.
And I'm 47.
Well, you don't sound like it, that's for sure. You sound very young.
You know, times are different. You don't have to have kids. You don't have to be married
life. Things have changed.
No.
You don't have to say, oh, my God, I'm going to go buried in the ground and I didn't get married. I didn't have kids. Well, you know what else you didn't do? You also didn't get a divorce either. So,
right.
Yes, that's very true. That's true.
All right. Go ahead.
What would you like me to look for or look at in your cards?
I don't know if it's work or, like, personal if I'm going to meet somebody special.
You can ask a couple different things.
Can we do both? I'm asking you whatever time allows, whatever.
Sure.
I'm open.
Okay, so.
Are you happy with your work?
I am, but I feel that a little overwhelmed.
Okay. All right. How long have you been working this job?
So I was temping in last July, and then it went permanent in January. So full-time in January, since January.
So it's been a while, but it's been less than a year, and you feel a little overworked?
I mean, overwhelmed because I think there's just one person that I deal with who is problematic.
Well, there we go. There it is. That's very common.
Everyone else is a delight.
This one person is pretty... It's not somebody you can ignore, apparently.
No, because I assist them.
Aha!
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You got to work with them. Well, that sucks. And
is this a female or a man?
He's a male.
Okay.
And I'll go, and I'll drift, while she's getting ready to put the cards on, I'll drift over to part two of your question.
Yeah.
I think it was a love question, very typical, hence the love doctor and her name. You got anybody cooking, any prospects, anything on the horizon?
No.
Well, okay.
No.
What's wrong with that? Hey, just ask him because you will be surprised at what the cards may see coming. That's all. And sometimes people know people, but they don't really think they're going to be that person. So we'll see what happens. The cards are going down. If you ever get a chance, I don't know if you're a Facebooker, but if you are, you could watch. You could actually watch this.
Watch us live.
We're broadcasting at the same time on Psychic Love Doctor Show on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're ever interested and you want to see it, you can actually see the cards going down here, so it's no mystery.
Very nice people gathered there. Yeah.
Because, I mean, you think about it. When you're calling in on a radio show, I could just sit there and flip cards and make these cool sounds. But, you know, I know there's a level of trust. I get it. But you can actually watch it, and she'll hold them up sometimes and say, hey, this card, you know, it's kind of cool. Just throwing that out there for you.
Okay, we got good news and bad news. Not really bad news.
Good news,
just
but not
the
good
same
news,
that's, news.
Yeah, good news, but not, yeah, I got you.
Okay, there is definitely a new love coming to you.
Love is in the air.
And by you asking it at this precise time is actually you manifesting this in terms of your energy, where now you're going to be amazed at what's going to actually develop for you. I feel you're going to meet this individual when you least expect it. And I know I say that a lot, but that is how we meet people generally. You know, it's a serendipitous moment in our lives. Jim hates that word, serendipity.
Yeah.
I love it.
Dumbest
because
damn word
some
ever.
Of the best things happen that are unplanned.
I don't
for.
Hate the meaning, mind you. I just don't like the word. But anyway.
So, want you to know that this individual, he resembles my late husband. And I have to tell you, that man was golden. Any man that comes along as a tender heart is a real honey, a sweetheart, a teddy bear.
International shout out to Melanie from the UK.
All right. And I just want you to know that I think he's going to really let you know how much he cares about you. So it's really nice to meet somebody that isn't all self-absorbed, you know what I mean? Where they're wrapped up in themselves. All right, and then where I was saying, and more of the same, your work situation with that, like, supervisor, whatever you...
Somebody that she assists. Yes,
it's going to continue. And it's going to literally bring you to the brink of wanting a different job. Somewhere, anywhere, away from the person.
Since she's asking about it, obviously there's a thought in your mind, possibly.
Well, and I feel that it's meant to happen for you to move on for better everything, benefits, pay, you know, in environment, coworkers. And a lot of times this is what happens. A situation we're in steadily just disintegrates or deteriorates to the point where we almost feel pushed back out to, you know, pound the pavement for a new job. I think one's going to very easily come to you, though, when you start looking. Start just, you know, casually looking, and you'll likely say, oh, my, there it is. So, in general, you have very nice cards. And I really think that life is going to open up for you, especially with new love that is coming for you. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So Jim now has an angel card for you.
Yes, stand by for your angel card reading. The subject of your angel card, Rosie, is life review. And from Archangel Jeremiah, take inventory of your life and resolve to change or heal anything that is balanced.
Well, yeah, and that's it. And as you steadily move toward the age 50, 50 is a monumental year in our lives. Because,
half a century.
Yeah, and it's like we realize, whoa, time to declutter your mind, your home, you know, your everything. And get your house in order.
Get your affairs in order. Not your affairs.
Not like that.
Not like you got a foot in the grave or any shit like that. But yeah.
So thank you, Rosie, for calling. We really have loved
it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And like I say, I'm going to put you back on mute so you can continue to listen if you so desire. We hope you come back.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye. Bye-bye. For now, hopefully. All right, let's rock right on. We're not going to move. We're going to move. We're going right to 703. We're sticking in the Commonwealth, our own Commonwealth of Virginia. 703, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, it's Andrea. How are you guys?
Great, hey, Andrea. How
cooking,
are you?
Oh, yeah, I had a crappy day today. I talked to my son. That wasn't very well, but, yeah, so I asked him. Remember I told you about the pictures of the wedding? I asked him why I was not in one of those pictures with the family. He says, I don't know, Mom. It was just a blur to me, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, whatever. You know, he doesn't know nothing. Christine planned the whole thing. So the conversation I'm going to have is with her. But
it seems
whenever
so
I see her.
She'll probably plead ignorance and just say, oh, we didn't even notice, you know.
Yeah, right. I can't believe my son, because basically she took over and control and planned the whole wedding. He had just showed up. So I sympathize with him, because that's what my ex-husband said. I'll just show up, you plan it. So, yeah.
So, yeah.
So,
well, what can we do for you, hon?
So I have an interview tomorrow. I have a phone interview tomorrow, and I'm just wondering how you see that may going, or that may go.
All right. I'm certainly going to do that for you, and this is a wonderful way for you to get a bit of a handle on what they're looking for. You know, a lot of times people use my app. I do have in the Google Store, free app, or you can use it on my Psychic Love Doctor website. It's free, but a lot of times people will use the app before going into a meeting or doing what you're doing, because it really gives you some insight. I've done it. I had to go into a meeting at my office with the CEO of the business, and through that app I was able to see these are dollars and cents people. These are not idea people. They want to see where the money is being made and how.
Okay.
Knowing that may really help. So here I will go, and Jim's going to talk about you.
I'm going to talk. That man liked to talk a lot.
One thing, everybody, we've got a nice crowd on Facebook. Why don't you say hello, put up an emoji, let us know you're here.
If you haven't already.
Yeah. All right, and I'm going into the reading.
I don't want this thing to blow up and kill me here. All right. Yeah, the reading's going there. So there was like 28 people.
Yeah.
A whole lots of peeps. We got lots of listeners out there, too, so it's cool.
Yes,
well,
I love that.
Actually, I shouldn't say that. We have lots of folks that are on hold waiting. Could be a ton of more listeners that we can't see those live.
No, but we have a map.
We got a map.
It'll show us the percentages of people that call from, like, say,
What country?
Yeah, a country, yeah.
Percentage of all the calls we've gotten. Or no, all the listeners we've gotten, not calls. We've got to differentiate that, Deb. That map just shows listeners, not calls.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay, I thought you said.
No, I'm sorry if I did.
I don't know. Hell, I know nothing. That's why I work here.
Right. Well, one thing here, Andrea, right on the top, that daughter-in-law of yours is not going to cut you a break. If anything, she's going to do her best to make you feel worse. So that might be where you need to go you said you were going to have to have a sit down with her. That might be where you need to go is, her name is Christine, did you say?
Right, Christine, yeah.
It's like that evil car, wasn't it? wasn't that a Stephen King book movie? Yeah, Christine. Cool car. Bad things it did.
But you might remind her in a very gentle way that you're part of her family and that you would really like to feel close to her and, you know, feel wanted and needed and all that stuff. And
Absolutely.
Yeah, basically soften her up before you take out the big gun. Say, why wasn't I in those pictures? You know? Because that wasn't right. That was very rude.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole...
And they have his stepmother, right?
Yeah.
And the father.
Yeah.
That is so wrong.
Yep.
And maybe she don't know any better. I don't know.
Well, but, and, you know, as we've discussed, she has the son's nuggets under lock and key, so he's not going to do or say anything because he's terrified for whatever reason.
Right, yeah. Right.
I don't know what he's terrified of. I guess he's blind.
He's a new husband.
He's blind.
Let's give him some credit. He doesn't want to rock that boat more than he has
right.
to.
Right, exactly.
She's domineering.
But he shouldn't have chosen a bitch that's going to make you rock a boat. Don't pick a boat rocker. Don't pick a boat.
That's
true. Don't pick a boat rocker. Kick her dry, dusty ass out of the boat.
And the thing is, though, I don't think that his mind was really thinking. I think that he was just swept away.
He'll probably do better on his second marriage.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Sad to say, but the clock is kind of ticking on
If he's not happy, he shouldn't have to suffer life. Let that death till death do his part. They need to get that shit right out of the vow.
Yeah.
Nobody does it anyway. And if you're like miserable with a shrew, you want death to come early. You're going to say, oh, I would love death to take me now sometimes during the fight.
I think she has a spoiled nature, Jim. I think she's the one that'll pull the plug myself.
Hang on, I got a jackwad.
Oh, excuse me, Andrea.
When it leaves a marriage?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be doing him a favor.
Well, he's going to find out that she is so incredibly spoiled that he'll probably end up going in the hole financially with her. You know, because a lot of these young spoiled brides, they don't have any notion of money really is. They just know how to go spend it, you know?
That's right. Her parents paid for most of the wedding, and my ex-husband paid for a good chunk of it as well. They pretty much paid none of it.
Yep. We hear you. Oh, crap.
Well, I guess a bride's family... Aren't they traditionally supposed to pay for a wedding?
Yeah, they're supposed to.
And the groom, what do? They get everybody drunk. Don't they pay for the booze or something?
The boys.
I just said the groom side.
If they have that. A lot of dry weddings.
Well, Kenny paid for the rehearsal dinner with tons of people. There must have been a good 200 people. I think so.
And if they each had $10 worth of food, that's... High buck.
He can afford it.
Yeah. You know, he's a program director
for Orbital. He can afford it.
Sure. If I went to a dry ass wedding, I'd be BYOB, baby.
Out in the parking lot.
No, in the parking lot. At the table, I'd bring my own bottle of booze and set it down. Drinks.
Tell me about the interview quick about tomorrow. What is this?
So it's for a company. I think it's a company that does like HOA stuff. It's like what's the word I'm looking for? Like management type stuff.
Okay. And would you be working in their office or from home or?
Yeah. No, in the office in Herndon.
Well, it looks like you're going to do extremely well in the interview. Okay. And try not to bring up any like roadblocks working with them.
Interviews are tough because you don't want to just be a yes or no question answer, but then you don't want to
put
yourself into too much trouble either.
Yeah.
You got to watch out.
Right, right.
But like, you know, it's just not her first rodeo.
The ones they single out are the ones that are young wives or, you know, and they say, well, I have children and I have to be home for the school bus or, you know, and they're going to say, this is not going to be a reliable individual.
International shout out to Suzanne from Scotland. I had to get it in before I forget.
So I think it's going to go well. I would be surprised if you walk away and say, no, that just didn't fly.
True that.
But I do want to warn you, you've got a really big heartache coming here.
Mm.
I think it's through that wife and from what I can feel here. But in the end, you're going to be able to put it behind you and realize you're dealing with a very small mind.
Yeah, and, you know, your hands are tied. You can only do what you can do. It's hard to live with that kind of frustration as I don't have to tell her because she's living with it right now. But there's only so much you can do. There's only so much you can do. And typically at this point, and you know that, if you do too much, you're going to alienate yourself bigger than poop.
Yeah, so
right.
let's
for sure.
Hope for the best. and will brace for the worst.
Maybe he can snatch the purse that has his gonads in it and get them back someday. But right now, it is not this day.
Maybe. I doubt it.
Yeah, right. It is not this day, but maybe someday down the road.
Just don't try to don't give her anything for her to run up the grapevine with her mother. All
oh,
of tell her how lovely she
like
is.
Like if you send a text or something that's kind of snippy, it's like, see, you know she's going to show it to him. And try to keep poisoning the mind. So, all right. Here we go.
Good luck to you. Here's your
Thank you.
What day is your, is it tomorrow your interview?
Tomorrow at 11:30.
Awesome. Well, good luck to you. I like it. Middle of the day, I think that's a good time for me. You know, if it's too late in the afternoon or too early, I might not be on my best. I think middle of the day, that's a good time. All right.
Yeah.
Subject is divine order. It's from Archangel Raguel. Everything is how it needs to be right now. Remember, it's divine order. Look past the illusion and see underlying order. So all this crap going on, Archangel Raguel is telling you there is an order here. You just got to figure out how to see it. And good luck on that. But, you know.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah. You know, it is. Life is what life is. I know that sounds really stupid, but, yeah, you know, it is. And good luck to you, Andrea.
Thank you. I'll let you know how it goes.
All right. And if you really feel good about that interview after you're done, I hope you get it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Me too.
Yeah.
I do too. It's time.
Sure. And sometimes the interview turns you away from it. You know, sometimes you think, I really want this job. I can't wait for this interview. And then you have the interview, like, I'll be damned if I work at that place. Just by the interview alone, they can leave a really bad taste in your mouth, which is good. Interviews are two-way streets.
Well, like you've said, it's a good practice.
Yeah, it's good practice, but it's also, you know, you can sometimes if you start asking, you can't ask a ridiculous question, but if you start asking some questions, and they are, like, not forthcoming, that could be a sign.
Oh, I made money.
It could be a sign.
I made money every time they would ask, are you married and do you have children? Illegal questions in an interview. Illegal. So I would tell them that. I'd say, you're not supposed to ask that. And they'd say, yeah, but we don't want people with problems. And anyway, I'd go home and call the Human Rights League.
That was a long time ago, and now people are a little wiser. There's other things they probably get in trouble for. Probably the LGBT thing they probably get in trouble for a lot, I bet. Now, right?
Yeah.
Then for the longest time, I got away from that and went to race. People were being a little stupid about racial questions. Like, what are you doing? Are you freaking idiots? You know?
Remember affirmative action?
That
was extremely racist and ageist that they had to have so many women and they had to bring in so many ethnic people.
It's still out there in a lot of college institutions, and the NFL has it.
Do they?
They have. It's called the Rooney Rule, where every team, when they go to hire a new coach, they have to interview at least so many black coaches. They have to at least interview so many black coaches. It's a requirement. It's out there. It's out there. And it is what it is.
It is. It is.
I know that's the dumbest phrase ever, but it's also the most relevant phrase ever.
It says
everything, but it says nothing. It's one of those. If you don't like that phrase, then I'll quit saying that, and nobody use the word serendipity ever again on this earth. I'll make a deal. All right. Anyway, ponder that. 520, Olisa. You're live on the Second Love Doctor Show.
Yes. Come on in.
Bring it on in. Uh-oh.
Lisa.
Oh, Lisa.
God.
She's here. She did not drop.
Lisa, we're knocking on your door.
Maybe she's taking a dump. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Maybe she's going poo-poo. Let me rephrase that.
So crass.
Maybe she's going lay poo-poo. Lay wee-wee. Lay poo-poo. Wee-wee. Either way, you women are sitting on the freaking toilet. So, you know. By the smell, what's going on in that room? Oh, all right.
Sophia, we will make that part of our get together.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Well, Sophia and I, you know, she comes on our show. It's the middle of the night.
It's
the
middle of the night. Lisa, are you with us?
We exchange services.
Okay. Lisa.
Lisa, come on in.
Lisa. Lisa.
I think she's just in a bad spot.
No, I think she's maybe doesn't know that she's not on mute and she's doing something. I'll tell you. I'll give it to you, Lisa.
You disconnect her and...
I'm not going to disconnect her.
Oh.
But if she can hear us, which she should be able to, Lisa, something is not right here. You should hang up and call back again.
You need a whistle.
Hang up and call back. The whistle's not going to do any good. I don't know that when you go through these very high-tech speakers, I think they knock that volume down a little. They knock it down so it wouldn't get that effect.
Oh.
When you pay for this kind of speakers, I think they take care of that. You know what? I think, Deb, you're right. I'm going to disconnect her. Maybe that'll get her.
It did last time. She might be in a glitch.
She might be in a glitch. I don't know. I didn't hear any screaming or anybody moaning like they're getting banged. So I don't think that's what's going on. And we'll move on, right? Shall we move on? We shall move on. And when she calls back, she'll be next after that.
Suzanne, I think it's Signal. She buys some mountains in Arizona, too. So.
All right. Oh, yeah. I know where we're going.
Hmm.
We're going up to New Hampshire, 603. Welcome back.
New Hampshire.
Welcome back.
Hi.
Joanna.
You know what? May I tell you something, please? You said that I would be getting the military. Well, I was denied. I filled out application for Medicaid. I don't know if you could help me with that, but I was denied that. You just happened to say I'd get that.
Oh, yes.
I don't know.
But that can mean that you need more assistance with that.
No, they said they got the information back, and he wasn't in combat, so he doesn't get it.
Okay, well, did he carry insurance through the military? Did you get that?
No, he didn't have it.
He didn't retire. He didn't retire. He did not retire from the military, right?
All right.
No, he was only in there. He was in the Navy for 4 years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's, yeah, see, that's the thing. Remember how Dick
he had no pension or anything. No pension or what do they call that other thing?
He wasn't in an official combat theater and he did not retire.
No, he was after that.
Sorry.
He was after the war. He was in the 70s in there.
All right.
That was the Cold War when nobody did anything. That's right.
My girlfriend that got help through the VFW, what's American Legion.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband was denied because he had gone home on leave. She was still in college. They were married, but he went home. She had to stay for a final, something like that. And he was 1 mile from his house, and he had a horrific car accident, and they determined he was drunk at the time.
That's not good.
The Navy said, we're not. And he was only in for like three. It wasn't, he hadn't re-upped yet. But he wasn't in for terribly long, but he drank all the way back home to Pennsylvania.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
After all that, huh? That's sad. It's sad, though. But may I ask you a question, please?
Yeah.
When you get time.
Right now.
Do you still see me moving before July? Do you see me moving actually before July, and it will be the place that my application was accepted?
All right, checking now.
Thank you.
You know, the cards and what actually materializes can fluctuate greatly. It happens. And sometimes I think it's for those of us that are in this type of work, we don't get too full of ourselves, too. Might be the divine intervention.
It could be the Medicaid that I'm applying for. I have a form out. Maybe that's what I'm getting, more benefits
not,
from Medicaid.
Yeah,
that's true.
You
that's
should
true.
Not be denied that. Now, here in Virginia, we have a statewide insurance that is called Virginia Premier. And I don't know if you guys have it. But
I get my health insurance. I have all that with no deductible, and if I have to take any medication. But what I mean is Medicaid. I get some food stamps, not much. But there's other Medicaid things that I applied for, Okay. You know, like trying to renew, and I don't know if that's what I'm going to be getting. And then the moving thing, will it be before July where I fly?
Ooh, July's coming fast.
Yeah, and I still think you're going to get in there. I do.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, that's what
you... And yeah, with the government, just turn into a heavy. Be heavy-handed and just don't shut up, because you likely are entitled to it, to money. Yeah.
No, okay. I called back today and they said, no, they denied me when they sent the information in.
International shout-outs to Virgil in the UK and Samantha in
the... Did you say I'm going to be moving by July? Is that what you said? I'm sorry.
I feel there's going to be a delay, but it is coming. It is coming.
What kind of delay?
I think it's like a paperwork shuffle, you know, where it takes time. And not everybody is motivated to, you know, be exceptional at their job. Is this Section 8 housing or anything like that?
No. No.
Okay.
Yeah. It's for, you know, they help you out type thing. It's not a Section 8, though.
Okay.
It's a nice place. It's not like it's all new. Remember? But will there be a reason because will they call me and let me know I have a place? It's just going to take time, or will the whole thing be?
No, I think it'll come through. Now, you want your house to sell too, right?
That's always the rent.
No, I rent.
Rent.
But she has to leave. It's always a trick to leave exactly at the right time to get a new place. That is the trick.
But I mean, will they call me and tell me there's one available and I can move in with such and such a time? That's my question.
Or you know, sometimes when you get down to those level of details, we'll see. She can't always pick that kind of stuff up on one lay down of the cards. What do you see?
Yeah, I just think that they are in a stall. You know, maybe it's the money isn't coming through for subsidized living. You know, there can always be extenuating
factors. Well, he said it's because there's no place available yet.
Okay, and that's probably very likely. But if you keep checking back, they'll know how interested
you really
are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I do. But she doesn't want to be bothered too much. She said she'd call when there's one available. And if you're in your 50s or 60s, you come first. I don't know.
I would say, you know what? You don't want to be bothered too much. I would like to live somewhere. So tough shit.
No.
Yeah, I did.
Nice,
I didn't say it like that. No.
In a nice,
I'm very trying to be very nice to her.
In a nice, diplomatic
I don't
way.
Be...
Right? Yes, you can't bite the hand that's going to be.
No, that's right.
But you got to say, hey.
No, she's very nice. She's not rude. It's just the way they do their things, you know? But I will be moving there, you're saying. I need to know that. I'm so scared. I just need to know I will be moving there.
The disclaimer there, boy.
Yeah, see, I can't unequivocally tell you yes.
Oh.
Because I put myself in a breach here.
The cards say it looks likely.
Yes, it looks very likely. They just likely don't have an opening yet. But people would rather move around like in the summer months rather than, you know, the dead of winter. So I would think.
So it's going to be coming up maybe sometime in July. I'll find out if I have one.
I really think you will. But remember, it's opinion. This is intuitive opinion.
Yep. And it's finding out doesn't mean finding out something really good positive or just kind of positive.
Well, she wouldn't call me unless they had one.
Yeah.
She won't call unless she has a place. She don't call me for any other reason, she said.
I get it.
Well,
but is it because I said I was turned down by the military that you're afraid to answer? Is that why?
No, I don't get that. I feel like it's the supply line of having people or having places available.
A lot of people fill out paperwork for that stuff. All right, we got to rock. We got to move on.
You said something about paperwork, too. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. We got to move on. We are going to give you your angel card before we move on to the next caller. Subject is outdoors. This is interesting. I don't remember this card. Archangel Jophiel, go outside, get some fresh air, and connect with nature to relieve stress. Well, that actually sounds smart. And gain new creative ideas. So maybe sometimes you got to try to take a break from life, which is easier said than done, and get out there and take that breath of fresh air.
Myself, I always like to have a contingency plan on whatever I'm deciding, where you have the A plan, which is one you want, but you might want to line up a B plan, you know, because you do have, and you know, an alternate.
A plan B, a backup plan.
Oh, yeah, well, there's hard to do that when there's not, they're all on wait list.
It is easier said than done, and especially when it comes to moving and stuff.
And you know what?
You'll end up where you're meant to be.
That's what I like to think, that you will.
So
you will
see me moving soon, though, right? At least that.
Yeah.
At least that,
do
yes.
You?
Yes, she said yes. She can't give you a date and time, but she sees the word soon.
Yeah.
Okay, and that could be within about 3 months. Two months soon, right? Isn't that
absolutely?
She said 2 to 3 months. That sounds reasonable for soon. Well, there you go.
All right.
Well, we wish the best of luck to you. Okay. Sorry about some of the things that got turned down.
No,
but,
I think it might have meant the Medicaid, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, well,
maybe
you can check back. We shall be here again.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for holding.
I know you've
held for nearly an hour. We appreciate that. Thank
you.
Good luck to you.
Bye now.
We have a situation.
What?
Terry Sue thinks that you accidentally deleted her from chat.
Well, if I did, I cannot undo that. Sorry. The problem is a lot of times...
Yeah, it says stream banned. She sent the picture.
It'll just be temporary.
Till tomorrow.
Well, what do you want me to frickin' do, Deb?
Apologize would be nice.
I just said I'm sorry about that. The problem is when I'm banning people, you guys are chatting, and it clicks, click, clicks, and I click, and I don't click, and I click. I've done it before. Only once before. I think it was a Gaffer thing. Remember?
Yeah.
Yep. I apologize for that. Don't get mad at me, please. Get mad at the scammers. If they weren't here, I wouldn't accidentally do that stuff.
He's sorry, Terry Sue.
I said that.
I'm telling her, too. Do you mind?
After a certain point, you make me not sorry.
I'm going to flog you if I have to.
Well, if you flog me, then I'm not freaking sorry for anything I've done wrong in my entire life.
And
long live Satan. All right? How's that?
Yeah.
Speaking of Satan, I'm just kidding.
No,
we're going back to... 520, oh, Lisa.
I'm sorry. You guys,
hey, what happened last night?
You know, did you come to me a few minutes ago?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry. I fell asleep. I can't believe this. I'm sleepwalking practically. I'm sorry. I heard the click off and... Well, this is the thing. I guess we had a big fight last night, I think.
First of all, stop right there, like the song says, stop right there, that emo song. How do you think you had a big fight?
Oh, well, we went on our walk, and then we had my grandson, and a new neighbor.
Yeah.
There was a new neighbor, another neighbor that approached us and introduced himself, and he was very friendly, and then he said he was living kind of next door to us, and my neighbor, who, D, was chatting it up with him, and then as the new neighbor was leaving, he said, oh, by the way, can you hear me from... He lives next door. He's from my place. Can you hear my movies or my music? And I thought later that was weird that he said that. And I said, no. I said, do you hear us? And he said, do you hear? Because we get really loud in the backyard, our conversations. And I've told Dee that we should not be so loud in our conversations. We get very emotional and get loud. And so the new neighbor said, kind of sort of hear you. And so then when he left and we continued our walk, I said to Dee, I said, Dee, what did I tell you? He can hear us. And he said, don't be so paranoid. He shouted at me. And so we had this agreement before my grandkid came that Dee and I would speak to each other politely, and especially in front of my grandson. And so then we went to the park, and the new neighbor is there at one park bench, and we were kind of talking, and then we went to another park bench, and I rode my bike around, came back to those guys. And then Dee thought there was something wrong with me, which there was. I was angry for him shouting at me. And then he put his face up to mine, and he was saying something. And I said, you know, I'm a little angry that you shouted at me not to be paranoid. And he said, he shouted at me again. He said, drop it. And then I took my grandson's hand, and we went home by ourselves. And my grandson said, are we leaving him behind? And I didn't say anything. My grandson had a great time all the way home, you know, doing somersaults and walking and blah, blah, blah. My grandson went into the house. I was out at the car when Dee came out passing me at the carport, and I shouted to Dee, but my grandson was in the house. He couldn't hear me. And I shouted to Dee, and I said, I want you to stay away from us if you're in a bad mood. And he goes, he says, are you out of your mind? And then he continued walking. And then he said, well, double to you or something like that. It sounded so New York. How do you say that? Double to you or I don't know. It was so weird.
It sounded very grade school-ish.
Double? Yes.
It sounded like a grade school thing. I am rubber and you are glue, whatever you say bumps out means to you.
Yeah. And I said, well, I happen to have been in a very good mood tonight. And then I walked into the house. And so we haven't spoken at all. And I'm exhausted. I'm falling asleep. I'm sorry I missed when you guys came on. I can't believe how exhausted I was.
Thank you.
Yeah, we went out.
I thought maybe you were sitting on the toilet dropping a deuce.
I wish.
Well, you know, we're humans. We're all humans. We all got to do it. Everybody likes to think that nobody does that, especially women. When you got to go, you got to go.
Oh, God.
Hey, Deb, do you see us patching the cards? Do the cards say we're going to patch up this house of cards between us? Or was that the confrontation you saw? Or
I bet it was.
Is there another?
Yeah, but what was it over? Oh, the neighbor.
That's what started it. And then and that got it. That got the ball rolling down argument trail. Yeah, that got the ball rolling. How old is your grandson again?
He's 8.
Okay. You know, 8-year-olds today are different than 8-year-olds 40 years ago.
Yeah.
People don't like to think that. They know a little bit more. And he probably thought like, ooh, they're having a spat. But he didn't say squat about it. But I bet he thought that in mind.
Oh, I'm sure.
Well, his mother probably has boyfriends that yell at her, too.
Well, that's what I don't know.
There you go. I don't know what goes on over there.
Well, but, also, here's a good one. Mm-hmm. Kids and women have a different definition of the word yell.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll tell a story, well, I did this, and he yelled at me. Yeah. I'll be like, what do you mean he? No. She says I yell at her all the time, and I don't actually yell. I would like to have a decibel meter in here so I could see. I didn't even raise my voice. It's like when a kid said, you yelled at me. No, I said something you didn't want to hear. That's not freaking yelling.
It's raising your voice.
I didn't even raise it. Like I said, I wish I had a freaking recordable decibel meter here.
Lisa, he feels absolutely terrible.
Again?
Yeah. See, he's trying to learn to come up to speed.
I've heard that actual some serial killers have felt bad about the killing, too.
BTK.
Just to let you know, some of them did.
He never cared.
No, most of them don't, but I've heard some of them said, yeah, I feel bad. Then I go on to the next one.
Well, I want you to know.
Not saying anything about this.
You guys, you got to pull together instead of pull apart. Pull together. Because he is starting to think, gee, maybe I ought to make friends with this other woman over yonder. Over yonder.
Are you kidding me? Are
no.
you kidding me?
No.
She's not kidding you.
It's right here. And but he really cares for you and doesn't like that he screwed up again. But I don't like to be shouted at either that way, you know? It's not right. But then
oh,
maybe
God, I hate that.
We have no bananas. No, I'm just kidding.
The thing is, we misinterpret things too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we do. And remember I said that something was going to get misinterpreted.
You know, in the tangled world of
yeah.
relationships, that probably happens 99 times a day. Over-exaggerating. You know, that happens so much.
How about
uh-oh.
If you don't keep score on who made up last time and who's making up this time? Somebody needs to build a bridge right now.
You're asking the impossible.
What, for her to go and say?
For a woman on earth.
Oh.
To not remember 1,000 things that happened 1,000 years ago. On this one time, you said this and you did that. You women have that thing. You can't even control yourself. It's not your fault. You women can just pull that stuff like elephant memory. Oh, don't talk to me about that. I remember that one.
Hey,
night.
You know what? That's all I need. I'm ready to go knock on the door. Oh, Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
Well,
you know what? You should just have an olive branch tattooed on your arm.
Oh, Terry Sue's back. She robbed her husband's iPad. Hey, Terry Sue. Good to have you.
Yeah, well, if you want to be a door knocker, then knock away, knock away,
hey,
knock away.
It's not really about who does it. It's just that somebody does it.
Okay.
Well, God, if I do it, I mean, will he stop thinking to make friends with the other woman?
Right now, it's a knee-jerk response on his part. He's just thinking, I can't get it right with Lisa. I can't, you know, he probably is going to tell you he didn't even really mean to yell at you. He was just frustrated. Or
plus, I also, decibel meter-wise, I would like to know if it really was yelling.
Well, Rachel, I think, said here, you've got a loud voice.
I'm just saying in general. How many kids have you had that said, you yelled at me the last time I did this, Mommy, and you never did? But they look at a big negative response as yelling.
Yeah. That's
they
true.
Do. They do. So I threw a lot of stuff.
Okay, well, I'm not going
the cricket
I don't want to. I don't want it to end.
That would be funny.
Yeah, just knock on the door to see if he's okay.
If he's okay.
And it's still early there.
Oh, way early there.
Yeah.
Holy crap, it's not even, what, 6 there?
No.
Right? Right? Yeah, bloody. Well, all right, what are your plans in the next, because I know you like a 24-hour thing.
Yeah.
What are your plans?
I'm going to knock on the door. Do you see him receptive?
Not those fucking stupid ass plans.
Yeah, kind of like a whipped puppy.
Ah, yes, everybody loves a whipped puppy.
Oh, I love that.
Well, see, she
I
loves
like
a
to
whipped
lick,
puppy.
You know what? I like to lick a whipped puppy. give me a second helping a whipped puppy.
I don't think I have a comment on that. That I've never heard that phrase ever in my entire life, in my, as long as I've been alive. I want to lick a whipped puppy.
Well, and remember, you were really the one that got offended. And maybe it really pissed him off that the neighbor could hear you guys and made an issue out of it.
Maybe.
You know, it's not like you two were having sex out in that backyard.
Oh, because you know that didn't happen.
If it did, that neighbor would have never said anything. He'd be sitting with his binoculars.
Lisa
watching.
Wouldn't have given two shits if somebody had heard that. She would have said that ain't what it is, what she would have said about that. Yeah. All right, let's do this. Hey, we'll be back probably Friday, right?
Yeah, we have to do a couple things the next couple days.
We got things, you know. Anyway, here. This is an interesting card for Lisa. Lisa, your angel card says subject is teaching and learning. Archangel Zadkiel says keep an open mind and learn new ideas. Then teach these ideas to others. So that you got a lot of other stuff going on in your life that has nothing to do with this love situation. That probably relates to that that we know nothing about. That is your card. Yeah.
But I think check-in is a neighborly, friendly thing to do.
You make it sound like checking on him, like he might be there playing Russian roulette or something.
All right, how about this? How about she's
going to... Yeah, I'm just making sure that you don't have a knife to your wrist. Oh, you're doing good. Great.
She's going to knock on the door to give him an opportunity to...
To what?
Like...
She's the one that wants to apologize.
Kiss my grip.
Well,
oh, the old Alice movie show. That was great from the 70s. Flo,
yeah,
my
you know what movie that was spun off of? Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore.
I never saw that movie, but I heard of it. Yeah, that was like early 70s or mid 70s.
And like Rachel was saying, it's being kind. It's showing that you're not going to bear grudges like maybe before.
Yeah, please be kind and rewind. Remember
just
that?
Tell him. Yeah, for bringing
the VHS
back videos.
Days,
yes. Just tell and then gently remind him. Say, you know, it makes me, what does it make you do? Does it make you feel fearful, offended? What when he yells?
That I can't yell as loud as he can. I'm jealous.
Oh, my God. So you want to get into a shouting match, but you feel like you're
No, no. I don't know.
Well, that would be funny. That would be a funny way of putting it, you know. But, yeah, you guys are doing so well. We can't let one little glitch take you guys back all these weeks.
Thank you, Deb. You know what?
And then he's going to get his mind off of this other one. It's just an instant thing, like, you know, instead of spending all my time with Lisa, I need to go and check out Suzy Q over there.
Suzy Q.
That was a good song.
CCR. All right,
fuck. I wonder who Suzy Q is. Who the fuck is that?
Well, it's somebody that CCA Clearance Clearwater Revival thing about that Suzy Q song.
I think it's the married woman that was at the gathering.
Oh,
holy shit. Are you kidding me?
Sugar boy.
Yeah, sugar boy. Hey, sugar boy, your ass is getting kicked to the curb right now. Stand by.
Yeah.
I hope you got your diaper on.
And you know what?
A boom. Bada bing, bada boom, sugar boy.
Suzy Quattro, oh my God.
What are you talking about?
This girl in Australia. Now she's really going back. Suzy Quattro. She was, wasn't that pink stuff? Yeah.
What?
On Happy Days.
I don't think so.
Suzy Quattro.
Look at the way she spelled it. She said Weinstein Suzy Quattro. Yeah,
you know
she didn't see a lot of freaking happy days back in the 70s.
Just between you and me and the ring light here, I really think that if you go show him, you know, your grace this way, I think it'll make things easier in the future.
I'm doing it now.
Are you? Yeah.
Well, Catherine said you were right about the leather Tuscadero.
Oh, leather. I said it was Pinky.
It was. Well, leather was like Pinky's little sidekick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you an update tomorrow. I'll do it now because I don't want him calling that chick.
All right.
You got to do what you get.
Bye. We can't wait.
You got to go.
Bye.
Interesting. How do you guys know the freaking names of that? I don't remember them mentioning that in that show.
She was shown. Remember, they'd go, how did the show, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock,
yeah.
4. And they would be showing Richie and...
The Tuscaderos were not a regular character they showed. Ever,
well, there
ever,
was
ever,
a point
ever, 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 ever,
on there, and they would put the picture up.
Ever.
Yes, we are old. Yes.
I beg your pardon.
Pinky was Leather's older sister who was dating Fonzie.
That's what I'm saying.
And you know what I read?
Right.
That actress was such a pain in the ass.
Which one?
The older sister. The older,
Pinky.
Yeah, that they had to get rid of her. She came on the set like she owned the place.
Well, she did, what, 2-3 episodes anyway?
And, well, that's where they got rid of her.
Well,
Fonzie couldn't stand her. She was just
It was one of his loves from the past. We got the whole freaking shit. I remember they had the big demolition derby and...
Yes, but that's where Jumping the Shark came from.
Not from that episode. It had nothing to do with Pinky.
No, but it was from
nothing
Happy
to do with
Days.
But it was nothing to do with Pinky.
Fonzie, wasn't he water skiing? And he had his leather jacket.
They did that little two or three episode thing.
She was a diva before there was such a thing.
And then they did one early, too, when he had to, like, jump the barrels or something. It was a 2-episode thing.
Yeah.
He was going to try to break some record. Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
He
blah,
says Happy Days ruined his career.
They're actually shout out to Laura. Oh, you did. He was typecasted harder than shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. That's the price you pay when you take one of those shows that's doing you well in the bank account for 15, 10 years or whatever. The typecasting fear. That's why some of those people bail out, like Anna Faris, right?
She ruined that show.
She was worried she was getting typecast. It's like, dumbass, you already are. She waited way too long to bail out.
That mom show was doing such good for recovering alcoholics and drug addicts.
Well, yeah, and she said, well, I want to. It's like, you've been doing that show for this long, and now you think you're going to bail out, start a career. You already waited too long. You got to do that after like 3 or 4 years.
Rachel, you're so right.
What?
Because she said that was so stupid when Fonzie jumped anything. It was, and that's why other shows that came after, they said, we're going to quit before we start jumping the shark.
But the shark thing was successful. When he did that one thing with his motorcycle, he wiped out. Which was way before the shark thing. Yeah. Remember, people out there that are much younger than us, 3 channels growing up. 3.
And
we don't call PBS.
Aluminum foil on your rabbit ears.
In our town. Maybe if you lived in some bigger cities, you might have had 1 or 2 extras. But
And it's really late at night if you turn the dial. The UHF one, I think.
Yes.
Slowly.
Ultra high frequency.
Yeah, you could pick up.
We could pick up. The bigger city to us was Minneapolis.
And it'd be full of that snow.
Yeah, because when the sun goes down, all that interference goes away. Yeah, and that was a thing. The bigger cities, Twin Cities for us, because
we could get Minneapolis in.
They had a couple extra stations that actually would not sign off at night. Every one of our goddamn stations in Duluth signed off. On Saturday, one of the late shows was over,
Fantastic
like Saturday Live
theater.
Or something like that, or they signed off. There was you couldn't wake up at 3 a.m. and watch any TV in Duluth at those days.
No.
But the big cities like Minneapolis and obviously around the world, but they had other independent channels that weren't affiliated with ABC and, that ran around the clock. They just showed repeats, but it was there. It was something.
How did we ever survive?
Yeah.
These kids are so spoiled. Cell phones and iPods and U-pods or whatever kind of pods. And, they can go to school like on their on their laptop from home. And
when I was in high school, a lot of us kids would do the same thing with music. When the sun went down at night and it got past like 10, 12 o'clock, we could actually pick up the great rock stations from Minneapolis. You say it, you laugh. What's funny is they would be like, we're doing a 4-hour free ride. They would do 4 straight hours in the middle of the night with no commercials. They had to do their every so often, the FCC, this is KQDS or whatever, then boom, they go right back. 4-hour free ride. We're like, yeah.
Elvis had sex with every leading lady in this movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Even the animals?
No, the women.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just asking.
No,
ladies, and ladies.
Anne Margaret, and you can go down the line. Mary Tyler Moore.
You know why he did that?
Because
he could.
Yeah, he could.
And you know what? We all, us guys, would have done the same damn thing. If you're not married, why wouldn't you? You're not cheating on a spouse, right? He wasn't. He was single as single could be. There's nothing wrong with that. Do you want to take a caller? Do you want to go to Facebook? Or we have everything.
No.
We have a caller. We can turn to Facebook because we've shut them down.
Yeah. Oh, we shut them down?
I mean, no, we haven't shut down. We haven't taken one yet is what I'm saying.
Who's there?
There's 11 people still here.
Oh, but I meant on Blog Talk. Oh, my word. But most of them.
Those two are new.
I do think we have to end the show because we're going to run out of airtime. That there, but we can...
Excuse me.
Hmm.
I bumped it.
Oh, you did. Okay.
But we do... We should not...
You could do the... We can do the...
We shouldn't... I don't know about that. Look at the time.
Yeah.
Remember, this is when she starts to have a little bit of coffee and she thinks she's healthy. You're going to pay the price if you tax yourself too much. Remember, I'm feeling good enough where I think I'm going to back to work Thursday, so I will not be here to take care of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and you know, it's really crazy.
I will be here to take care of you.
You get these moments, you feel really great.
Yes.
And then, boom, you are down. You know?
Yeah. Same here. Actually, same way.
Oh, Rachel, I do too. Coffee. Tea? I've never had a cup of tea that really sent me,
We're not the same as the UK folks.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, they do it right. They don't grab Lipton tea bags out of a box. They have real tea.
Oh, in the
they put it
ball,
in
the,
yeah,
the
they do.
Ball.
They do the real thing, but still, I've had that. It doesn't trip my trigger, that's all. Coffee, yeah. I'll need coffee.
Elvis screwed Marilyn?
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. Why wouldn't you?
He thought she was too tall. Rachel's got a handle on a lot of this scandalous stuff, too. And big stories.
I didn't know Marilyn was
came
that tall.
Out of England today.
What?
That Harry is not the king's son. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're
funny.
Trying to steal some DNA from him to prove it that Hewitt, is his name Hewitt? The ginger that,
That should be so easy.
Well, they need
to get that DNA.
They need a hair follicle or something.
Well, now that they put it out in the news, that's different. But that would be so easy. You can go through somebody's trash and get freaking DNA.
And the thing is, when you're married to somebody like she was with Prince Charles, any child you have in that marriage belongs to the
and
marriage.
And who's this Hewitt guy?
They do. What was Hewitt? Was he a
He's
stable?
Not the Hewitt. He's not the Hewitt Packard guy. Is that
he's
part of
James
that?
Hewitt's son. Yeah, that Harry is.
Hewitt from Hewitt Packard?
I don't think.
Remember
so.
Remember that big tax agency and stuff? It's not that one, right?
Oh, Diana's brother. I don't know. Do we want to go there into West Virginia territory?
I don't know that. You know what? Yeah. First of all, I don't know that you can look at that frickin' ginger thing and throw that out there. There's so many recessed genes going on up there in that.
That is true.
In the UK. I don't think it's, oh, look at that son of, look at that son of a bitch got red hair. You know what? I got a buddy at work. And their lineage is from that area. And he's got one kid that doesn't have red hair and one that does. That doesn't mean shit.
No, it's a recessive gene.
Yeah, it is. Especially from that area for the thousands of years that people have been running around that area, you know.
And the red hair from the UK, those women over there, oh, my God. The natural redheads, it's actually so gorgeous.
Yep. Well, you know what they say, red on the head like a noodle on a poodle, they say about the one of the guy.
Yeah, well, now they're making a big deal out of it, and the brother, Prince William, is saying, yeah, well, he didn't have to write that book now, did he? So, you know, I've said since day one, that Meghan's going to leave him high and dry. And, He's going to start looking pretty silly.
There's been a lot of talk about that.
I cannot find love from that woman towards him. I think she was a social climbing biatch.
Really?
Yeah. Do you like her? You probably do.
I don't. I'm indifferent. I don't follow this National Enquirer shit. All right? Prince butt licker and King butt sniffer. I don't follow this crap. I don't care about another country's royalty. I really don't give two shits. Sorry.
Well,
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't. King Charles got big fucking ears. He's Alfred E. Newman. You know, who the hell is he? What does he do? He doesn't do a damn thing. Doesn't mean shit to what's going on in this world today. Nothing. If that guy lives or dies, it doesn't affect the entire planet at all.
He doesn't send troops to war.
He doesn't do squat. He probably plays with himself in the bathroom or something. I don't know what he does. He's 800 years old almost, so who cares?
We have Camellia, or what's her name? Camilla? She's the one that's got to deal with him at night. But they probably make good handles, if you know what I'm saying.
It doesn't mean he even likes Poontang. He might have did it because he knows that it's his duty
to make
to have offspring. He might prefer the Wiener Schnitzel. We don't know. We don't know.
And isn't it a beautiful world that we can sit here and make fun of that? Oh, yeah, there it is.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, there it is, Catherine. Thank
you. Mean
you.
Two redheads look alike? That's shocking.
You know what it is?
We've never seen that ever.
You know what it is, though, really? I think comical is red pubic hair. You know, it's hard to take that seriously, red pubic hair.
It's real. Chicks have it, too.
Red?
Mm-hmm. Red, blonde, if they're natural, yeah. It does. Mm-hmm. It exists. That's life.
Well, Jim is on a mission. He's got to go get Chinese food.
I do.
Again.
I have to go get some. I have to go get some tonight. It's one. It's part of this. This. It sounds dumb, but getting over this illness, it's like I get some weird food cravings. And don't want to let it go.
That's true. I want to go from meal to meal because it's like when I was pregnant, I felt good after eating. Otherwise, it felt like I had a hangover all the time.
Yeah,
when you carry
thing.
Male children. You got all that testosterone in your body. Oh, General, yeah. How do you say that? Tows?
Yeah, General, that's
oh,
one of the
God,
things that I am ordering. I am ordering that. That's one of the items, yes.
Yes.
I just say General's Chicken so you don't have to pronounce a dumbass's freaking real name.
And we love it spicy.
Oh, everything's spicy.
Yeah.
I mean, there, yeah. I will say, the Chinese and folks in Thailand have different ideas about spice.
They do.
The Chinese level of spice is for children. Very wimpy.
Kung Pao, yes.
But the Kung Pao is still not spicy.
Oh,
it's great tasty, but
they know. Crab rangoon.
Those are good appetizers. Yes, they are. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But we're not getting that. But
no, but they are really awesome. Easy to make.
Easy?
Oh, you should tell me about the spring rolls you bought. Up the little.
I didn't buy any spring rolls. I bought lumpia.
Ooh.
Different part of the Asian continent.
Yeah, we have
Filipino.
Yeah, we have a lot of what you call it?
Well, it's a
minority food here.
Well, we have all these squids go marry bitches off from other places in Asia and Europe. And they bring them back here, so you got everything here. Yeah, every fucking culture that you could think of.
Yeah.
You really do. No, I'm not joking. You know.
What's that place where the men are wearing the kilts? That's over in Newport News. What is that?
That's Park Lane Tavern.
Yes.
I don't know if they still do. I think they probably do.
Yeah.
Well, and the chicks were wearing little skirt kilts, too.
Yeah, that was pretty cute.
Of course it is. Guys shouldn't wear that shit. It's great on chicks.
I don't know if we have any English places here. You know,
Park Lane
British?
Tavern was originally an English-themed place here. It was also in, where the hell was that place we went to? Fredericksburg.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, Fredericksburg in here. And then for some reason, that was a copyrighted thing. These days, it was just purely British. And then somehow they got kiboshed in court. So they said, we're going to go European and went to Park Lane Tavern. So
yeah.
It used to be just purely British everything. Now it's like European. So you can get a little You can get some schnitzel there, not just bangers and mash. They have everything there. They have Monte Cristo, deep-fried sandwich. Yeah, they got a little bit of everything.
And Rachel eats prawns every day.
Oh.
Those suckers are big.
Can't get them here.
Mm-mm.
It's not a Gulfstream thing. When I went out in Washington, the first time I had one, I was like, oh, my God, it is a giant shrimp.
It is.
It is so good. Well, you know what, though? I think even the Aussies, they'll call the little ones prawns still.
Oh, they just shrimp in general?
In general, I think they call them prawns.
But I don't want to see
In the them. United States, we only call prawns the big, they're literally like this, the prawns. The big bastards, like six inches or greater.
I do not want to see eyes in the head on my food. I can't.
I got to rip it off.
No. And in Mexico, they'd serve you a whole fish with the head. No.
All right, let's say goodbye to all.
I'm getting hungry, too. Hey, we'll email y'all some Chinese. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be nice.
Oh, we're still on.
Yeah, I didn't think. Right. Well, Blog Talkers are still here. We're on everything. So we're going to...
Hugs and love to all. Say goodbye. Hey, everybody. Take care. Be safe.
Word up on that, Blog Talk Dogs.
Yep, bye-bye.